You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 9-year-old Rose Elizabeth Hendricks of Green Bay was killed Monday when she was crushed by a tree that fell during a thunderstorm. The incident happened at around 3:30 on Blythe Street in Green Bay. Members of the girl's family confirmed she died at a hospital from her traumatic injuries. Straight-line wind gusts of up to 46 miles per hour were reported in the Green Bay area Monday afternoon. High winds and heavy rain did damage all across the state Monday, and a cold front is to blame. Now that stalled across the state. And meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
Winds were clocked gusting up to 69 miles per hour at Southwood County Airport. Trees were torn down, tumbled on top of power lines, and laying across roads. And it didn't stop there. Trees were spread across parts of Northwest Washera County in Wautoma, Wild Rose, Appleton, and Green Bay, where a traffic light was actually blown down in downtown. It was near the Tillman Bridge and blocked traffic. Then the flooding started, where in just 5 minutes, a quarter inch of rain fell, and in 30 minutes, well over a half an inch. Toma picked up 3.5 inches of rainfall, and Madison, 2.5. Heavy rain poured down in such a short amount of time, caused a roof to partially collapse on Madison's east side at a Woodman's grocery store. Flooding was ongoing on many city streets, and even I-3990 lanes had to be closed. And more rain is in the forecast for this week. And yes, it continues into Thursday, too. Remember, if you come across a flooded roadway, turn around, don't drown. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is conducting aerial enforcement in the greater Green Bay area tomorrow. According to a press release, aerial enforcement will take place on Interstate 43 through Brown County. Now, during aerial enforcement, law enforcement authorities monitor highways from the air and they report traffic violations like speeding or aggressive driving to the patrol cars on the ground. The Wisconsin State Patrol officials say they announce aerial enforcement activities ahead of time, so residents are more likely to voluntarily comply with traffic laws. The rush continues for a state budget. It's due Monday, and there are fractures among the Republicans on top of tension between them and Governor Tony Evers. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Last week, talks broke down between Republicans in the Senate and Republicans in the Assembly, but the clock's ticking here. And now the governor says he will not sign a budget unless it includes money for child care counts. That was a pandemic-era subsidy that went to child care providers. It expires in this budget. Without it, up to a quarter of Wisconsin child care facilities could close. That's according to research commissioned by the state. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans' plans do not include child care counts.
We're already doing things on child care, so I feel like a lot of that isn't necessarily focused on the details. It's more on the broad picture. But look, I know we're going to make investments in trying to help make sure that parents have access to child care.
But Voss says those investments would not include payments to child care providers.
Our caucus has been pretty steadfast in saying we are not just going to write checks out to providers, just like you don't write a check out to the person who owns a grocery store to lower the food costs.
Corinne Hendrickson, a family child care provider, was on Matt and Air on Air responding to that grocery store analogy.
And I thought to myself, we're the farmers in this situation, in this scenario. We're not the grocery store owners. We don't sell the children. We are the farmers. And we subsidize farmers and ag like crazy so that people can afford and access food. So we are the exact same situation.
So far, there are no meetings scheduled for the Joint Finance Committee this week. The committee would have to pass a budget plan, then that would go to the full legislature for a vote before it could head to the governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with environmentalists when it comes to so-called forever chemicals. The state's biggest business group, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, brought the suit claiming state regulators don't have the power to force businesses to clean up PFAS contamination. PFAS chemicals are used in products to make non-stick cookware or waterproofing, but they're extremely difficult to get out of the environment and the body. Hence the name Forever Chemicals. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn sided with the liberal justices for a 5-2 ruling. The court decided that the state can force businesses to clean up PFAS contamination. Governor Tony Evers and environmental advocates are praising the ruling. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has launched a new resource aimed at highlighting the impact of community learning centers. The new interactive tool shows nearly 170 community learning centers across the state that offer social, academic, and creative enrichment opportunities. The tool also features data showing improved attendance, increased engagement in classes, and better grades for students who utilize the community learning centers, as well as information on proposed changes to critical federal funding for the programs. Wisconsin has joined yet another lawsuit pushing back against cuts from the Trump administration. In May, the president signed an executive order to end all federal money for public broadcasting. PBS and NPR filed a suit attempting to stop it, and now Attorney General Josh Call has joined that lawsuit. Wisconsin has joined many of these efforts since Trump took office, and some have succeeded. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers and the Pirates today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Pirates playing today to see who wins their series. Milwaukee winning 9-3 last night thanks to shortstop Joey Ortiz with two home runs, four runs batted in. Pat Murphy.
Well, I'm really happy for Joey. He also goes out and plays the heck out of defense. One of the most important positions on the field, and he plays it really well. So I'm really, really pleased with how he's, but I'd say confidence is number one.
Basketball, round one of the NBA draft is tonight. The Bucks don't have a pick until tomorrow night in the second round. NFL, former Packers and Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now with the Steelers and was on the McAfee show asked, will this be his final year?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything. So, you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace. Great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine this morning. Scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high today, 72. Rain likely tonight, tomorrow into tomorrow night. A half inch to an inch or more possible. Our low tonight, 61. Tomorrow's high, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.